This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 17, 2013. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Which brings us to the ever-important election of officers. This being the last meeting of the year, we always take that time to elect new officers for the following year. Do we have any motions for chairman? Commissioner Rabel.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. It's my privilege to nominate Lee Goodman to serve as chairman of the commission for the calendar year 2014. When Mr. Goodman and I arrived at the FEC a few months ago, I had the pleasure of nominating him as the vice chairman, and he was unanimously elected by the commission to that position. He has served admirably in that role, making the very best motions I have ever heard anywhere. So it's going to be a hard act for anyone to follow. Prior to joining the commission, Vice Chairman Goodman received his BA and JD from the University of Virginia, and he is still a proud resident of that very beautiful state. He practiced election law in private practice for the better part of two decades and has served in a number of important governmental and political posts. His extensive knowledge and good judgment in this field of law will serve him very well as the chairman. He is, above all, a gentleman and a person of integrity. He truly personifies his own name. He is a good man. He will serve the commission with honor and with distinction, and I look forward to working with him closely. Accordingly, I would like to make the motion to nominate Lee Goodman to be chairman during the calendar year 2014.
Thank you. Do we have any further comments or discussion on the motion or any other candidates that anybody wants to suggest? Candidates. Never happened, but I don't want to, you know, this is a democracy here. I don't want to foreclose anything. I also am delighted to be handing the gavel over. And I have great confidence that the vice chairman will serve very ably as chairman. I will call the question. Commissioner Rabel has moved that we nominate and elect Lee Goodman as chairman of the Federal Election Commission for the year calendar year 2014. Any discussion on the motion? If not, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously again, 5-0, with the vice chairman modestly declining to vote. Do we have any nominations for vice chairman? Commissioner Hunter.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to nominate Commissioner Ann Ravel to become the vice chair of the Federal Election Commission for the calendar year 2014. I've enjoyed getting to know Ann over the past 2 months since she joined us here at the commission. It's not an easy place to join when you have four commissioners who've been here for a number of years, and Ann and Lee have both jumped in, you know, feet first and done an excellent job at, you know, getting up to speed, not only on the legal issues we have before of us, but the numerous administrative and charmingly fun other issues that we deal with here. So I've been very impressed at how quickly the two of them have been able to jump in and participate in a lot of difficult conversations. I've enjoyed getting to know Ann. I'm looking forward to serving with her on the Regulations Committee next year. She and I will be chairing that committee, and we've already started meeting and anticipate some interesting and fun progress in the coming year. I had the honor of meeting Ann's children, two of Ann's three children, children at her confirmation hearing a few months ago. And most importantly, she has a granddaughter, a three-year-old granddaughter named Sophia. I haven't met her yet, but hopefully she'll come to the East Coast and meet us soon. I've had the opportunity to see Ann speak in her former capacity as chair of the California Fair Political Practices Commission. She gets lots of questions and lots of interest in her presentation. She did an excellent job there and was appointed by the governor, Edmund G. Brown. Prior to serving at the FPPC, she served as Deputy Assistant Attorney General for Torts and Consumer Litigation in the Civil Division of the United States Department of Justice and worked as an attorney in the Santa Clara County Council's office for a number of years. She received her BA from the University of California, Berkeley, and her JD from the University of California, Hastings College of the Law. I move to nominate Commissioner Ann Ravel to serve as Vice Chair of the FEC.
Thank you. Commissioner Hunter has moved that we nominate and elect Commissioner Ravel, Vice Chair of the FEC for calendar year 2014. We don't have seconds. If we did, I'd be happy to second it, second the motion. It's going to be... I'm going to enjoy watching Lee and Ann run the show. do we have any discussion on the motion or further nominations? Don't want to foreclose anything, Mr. Vice Chairman.
Yeah, I would just like to say that it was my luck and my honor to be nominated with Commissioner Ravel back in the summer, and now to serve with a vice chairman who will serve with honor and distinction, has great experience and integrity, and I look forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Walter?
After the vote, I'd like to point a personal privilege.
Okay. Any further comments? If not, I will call the question. Commissioner Hunter has moved that we nominate and elect the Commissioner Ravel as Vice Chair for calendar year 2014. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And the motion carries again unanimously, 5-0, with the Commissioner Ravel modestly declining to vote for herself.
Because Lee did.
and I also really want to express my appreciation to both of them for the way they've thrown themselves into this job and enabled us to move a lot of things forward in the last couple of months. By being willing to just let us throw things at them and saying, okay, I'll get up to speed. I'll be ready to vote on next week on this or that. So I really, I very much appreciate that. Commissioner Walther, did you wish to be recognized?
Yeah, I'd just like to say one of the most thankless jobs a person can have is to be chairman of this commission. And I just want to water that down a little bit by saying thanks for being chairman again and for doing such a good job and working hard to make us work harder, and that's not always an easy job to try and herd not just wildcats, but there's some animal out there that make even more difficult. But in any event, and I know we are controversial, as you know, and you steered us through some tough storms sometimes on some of these issues, and I thought. As always, you did so diplomatically on these commission hearings, and again, thanks.
Thank you, Commissioner Walther. I appreciate that.
May I be recognized for a point of personal privilege at this point as well?
Certainly, Mr. Vice Chairman.
Yes, it is apparently a tradition I'm learning that the commissioners each year honor the outgoing chair, typically with a tangible gift. And we have provided our chair with a tangible gift.
I left it at home. I wanted to share it, but I left it at home.
But for the record, we, the commissioners, decided this year to make a charitable donation in honor of our outgoing chair, Ellen Weintraub. And each commissioner has made a donation that we are sending collectively to a local charity that was started in the basement of the Westminster Presbyterian Church called Food and Friends. And it serves over 1,800 meals to people who are homebound with life-challenging illnesses. And each commissioner has written a check in your honor, Chairman Weintraub. And we want to thank you for your service. I have gotten a glimpse of how to run the agency and that it can be quite difficult. And I will try my best to fill your shoes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. I'm sure you couldn't fit into my shoes. And I really do want to express my appreciation to all of my colleagues for a gift that really is, I can't think of anything that I would have liked better. I mean, sometimes we give each other gavels, and I said, please, don't give me a gavel. Let's do some good in the world, and I really appreciate and can't think of any way that I would better appreciate being thanked than to provide some meals to homebound folks in our community who need the support. So I do really thank you very much. And there was a gag gift that was presented to me that I actually intended to bring with me and share with everybody, but I left it at home. That was actually an accident. Commissioner Peterson, what should I say?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I just also want to echo what's been said about thanking you for your tireless and often thankless service. It's exhausting enough to be chair once. You've now done it twice, and live to tell the tale. And so, you know, I thank you for the efforts that you've put in. You've had to, you know, deal with some challenges that that most of us haven't with a shutdown that occurred that through our operations. you know, offline for the better part of a month, and. The preparation that had to go into that possibility, and then what needed to be done in order to get us ramped back up very quickly. I remember reading, you know, a lot of articles saying how, you know, agencies are going to take weeks, maybe months, to get back up to speed. But you ensured that that the agency was back up and running and doing its essential work very quickly, and I want to thank you for your efforts on that and all the rest of the leadership that you've shown this year. And so I remember the best day of my chairmanship was the day when I yielded the gavel. So I congratulate you on making it to this day, and again, thank you for all of your efforts during this past year.
Thank you, Commissioner Rabbit.
Could I have obviously only known you for 2 months, a little less than 2 months, but what I find to be most not just remarkable but inspiring about you and your leadership here is your commitment to this agency and how much you have done to make it operate well and how strongly you believe in the mission of the agency, and that should be the inspiration for all of us, and it certainly is for me. Thank you.
Thank you.